This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Solar World, and we're about to talk to Ned Farquhar, who is the policy advisor on the environment and energy for Governor Bill Richardson of the state of New Mexico. Welcome to Solar World.
Thank you.
What exactly are your responsibilities in that position?
Anything the governor wants me to do, and he wants to do a lot, I can tell you.
Okay.
The main thing is that he's declared New Mexico the clean energy state, and he wants us to be getting policies implemented that'll live up to that label.
Okay, I see. And speaking of labels, as I was looking at the state website, I see that you're the energy advisor,
yeah.
You're the environment and natural resources advisor,
yeah.
And you're the transportation advisor.
Yeah.
So this makes you pretty busy, or it makes it really easy to integrate all these different policies?
Never a dull moment.
Okay. What happens when energy needs could adversely affect environmental concerns and vice versa? Do you end up arguing with yourself?
Yes, I do, yeah. But that's okay, because I've always had a lot of arguments going in my head.
Oh, okay. And I suppose transportation issues make it even more complicated.
No, well, you know, we have been remiss in public transportation in New Mexico for a long time.
I don't associate public transportation with New Mexico.
That's right. But the governor's got a commuter train now that's going to start up next year between two of the suburbs on either side of Albuquerque and run right through town. And
okay.
He's really investing in a lot of very interesting new ideas for New Mexico.
Okay, say a little bit more about your boss, Bill Richardson, and what he's about in general, and how his clean energy and clean...
I'd really recommend that people go to his website. Just put Governor Bill Richardson in there and go to his website, because it's very interesting to get more detail about his views on energy.
Right.
He knows a lot, having been U.S. Energy Secretary and
right.
Been pushed in the Clinton administration for a lot of really progressive energy policies. So he's very well informed. But he also has this kind of framework of his policies and principles in energy that... First, he sees this as a national security issue.
Right.
Energy security is critical to this country, and we're getting in situations around the globe that we don't belong in because we're just not responding to this 30-year recurring energy crisis in this country. Second, we're not capitalizing on the potential jobs and economic opportunity that we could from clean energy development and energy efficiency. He sees the prospect to have all kinds of... great high-value jobs in New Mexico and throughout the country, and we could stop exporting so many dollars overseas for foreign oil. The third great benefit and piece of his...
Could I just ask you to speak? You were saying good things, but not loudly enough.
Okay.
Yeah. Just speak up a little more.
From where?
No, where you are. Just about the third point.
The third point is that he sees the environment as integral in energy policy as well. If we can... reduce emissions and can control the impacts, reduce pressures, for instance, in public lands and offshore, then we eliminate a whole bunch of environmental problems. So essentially he sees a win-win-win for energy security, for economic opportunity, and for environmental protection from becoming more conscious energy-wise in this country.
This reminds me of a phrase I read in a book I picked up by the side of the road while I was hitchhiking through New Mexico a long time ago. It said, when you've got a panacea, you should use it.
Yeah. Well, it is a panacea, which is a Spanish word for fixes anything, right?
Right. I think it is exactly that.
It's actually a Latin word.
Right. It is Latin. Panacea. Right. It's cure for everything.
But it does sound like a Spanish bakery.
Right. It does. That's Panaria, actually. But,
we've
got obviously more interesting and important things to talk about than we have time for right now. So let's just talk a few more minutes, and if it's possible, I'll get back to you next week when you have more time,
okay.
And we can deal with some of these things more in depth. Why don't we, since they were close up to the top of my list, and it would make for a kind of good closure here, let's talk about two things you did before you were in this position. Searching you on Google, apparently you taught a course called Environmental Awareness, Changing Environmental Attitudes, Science, and Policy since 1970 at the University of Vermont, a place which
That's the same Ned Farquhar.
That's the same Ned Farquhar, right. What was going on with that?
I don't want this to be really much about me, but I used to run the Vermont Natural Resources Council and worked on a lot of energy policy ideas in Vermont in the late 80s and early 90s.
Right.
And of course, Vermont really is a leading state for energy policy. I also taught at the University of Vermont, and before that, I was an assistant to the Natural Resources Commissioner in Alaska for 4 years and ran the staff for the House Natural Resources Committee in Alaska.
Right, so you spent a lot of time in the outback.
Yeah, and then I lived in Albuquerque and ran a group called the Thousand Friends of New Mexico. So, you know, Juneau, Montpelier, Vermont, and Albuquerque, it looked like I was triangulating on Pierre, South Dakota, but I'm still here.
Right, it does. It also said that you were a lobbyist for the Sierra Club.
Yep, I was the chapter representative for the Sierra Club in Vermont for, I think, two sessions.
So could you kind of summarize what you picked up along the way in these different positions?
Well,
that now influence what you do?
The most important thing is that I feel like I'm very fortunate, having the background I've got and the interest in energy and environment, to be working for somebody who takes bold steps and is willing to, you know, really take a big bite and try to get big things done. He's just not a finger in the wind type of politician. So, you know, I guess what I learned is, if you're going to spend time on this stuff, you might as well go with somebody who's going to be effective and interested, and that's what he is.
Okay.
Lucky.
Did you find out, you think you can do more good inside government or outside government, or it depends on what the government is exactly?
Well, you know, I had this theory when I was in high school that I should be going back and forth among government and advocacy organizations, and if I could, the private sector, and I've been kind of living up to that. It's, you know, it's great to be back and forth that way.
Okay. We're going to be back. We've been forth now. I'll be back next week, and we can talk some more, and I'll let you get
right
into whatever you have to do next.
Yeah,
and
I've got to go get our kids to the zoo for
exactly
the concert.
Good. All right. I'm sorry, the zoo for the what?
Concert.
A concert at the zoo?
Beau Soleil is playing, in fact, you know, the good son.
Right.
They're playing at the zoo concert in Albuquerque tonight.
All right. Well, have a lot of fun, and
all right,
and I'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.